The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for the ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, our Lord desires us to once again put him at the center of our lives. We hear in this first part of the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the poor, those who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours." This poorness is both spiritual, but also can be physical. By virtue of us giving ourselves into the poverty of our suffering, of the things that we're dealing with in our daily lives, we come to see that there is a greater plan in all of it, and that is that relies in God. Blessed are those who are hungry, for those who be satisfied. Hungry in the spiritual life, hungry and desiring for a life without sin. Blessed are you when people hate you, right? When things become difficult, when we proclaim the truth of what is the gospel, when we teach what the church teaches, things become difficult and we're persecuted. But we do this because we believe it's the truth. Blessed are you who are excluded and insulted, right? In the same way in which we teach the teachings of the church, we will be insulted. But our Lord says to rejoice and be joyful because we have inherited the kingdom of God. And that is the purpose of all that we do. That is the purpose of a Christian. To come to understand that our Lord's teaching is the heart of who we are. And that unless we follow that heart, unless we are conformed to that heart of Jesus and the teachings of the church, salvation is not possible. And we see this in the latter part of the gospel, which our Lord is telling us, "But woe to you who are rich." See, all these things, when we focus so much on ourselves and what gain we can have in this world, we lose sight of what our true reward is. The imperishable crown of glory. The imperishable crown of glory that is to be with God for eternity. And so we find that in our consolation today, our Lord isn't simply wanting to console us today, as important as it is. He's wanting us to fix ourselves to what is the future. Because suffering will be evident in this world. But if we focus ourselves on what is our reward, which is eternal life with God, we find that all these things are trivial, or they can be trivial in the great scheme of God's plan for us. And we find this reward in a very concrete way in the Eucharist. Now, the Eucharist is the foretaste of that reward in which we are to receive. So I encourage you today to, in your suffering, in the things that you are dealing with today, whatever it is that is placed in front of you, to fix your eyes simply not on this world, but on the world to come. Because that is where our true reward is. That is where our true consolation is, in Jesus for eternity.